How would you just describe the sports landscape in our country and really around the world as well?
Well, it's consuming. I mean, there's no question, David, you know, and you were a world-class athlete yourself. You know how visible it is. I call it the watering hole. You know, you look at where the animals like to go in the African plains or where have you, and it's a popular hangout for them. And I really believe that the sports world right now is the hangout for many youth, but it's also true of older people. Just a good predominance of our nation are heavily involved in sports, have some level of interest in it. So without a doubt, I think with that kind of notoriety and that kind of attention, you get all sorts of demographics involved, you get a variety of opinions. But, you know, David, as we know, as we read through the scriptures, we understand that everything should be under the helm of Jesus Christ, including sports. And really, when you think about it, people would say, well, there's a kingdom of sports, there's the kingdom of business, there's the kingdom of this or that. There's really only two kingdoms in the world. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. As we know, as we read through the scriptures, we understand that everything should be under the helm of Jesus Christ, including sports. And really, when you think about it, people would say, well, there's a kingdom of sports, there's the kingdom of business, there's the kingdom of this or that. There's really only two kingdoms in the world. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. And cosmos, the kingdom of man, that kind of governs the natural flow and the worldview, the secular worldview of our culture. But there is the biblical worldview where it's God's kingdom and King Jesus is our king. And as I read through Romans chapter 3, the scripture keeps saying all things pertain to Christ. All things are for him. All things consist of him. So my heart is really, and it has been for the last 30 or so years, David, resonating with the idea that the sports world should fall under the helm of King Jesus, especially and only really if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. That's the only time you're going to get that and understand that.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.